NCBA President Bob McCann says this is a vital issue not just for agriculture, but for all businesses. He said producers rely on a stable and predictable tax code in order to plan purchases, make investments, and grow their businesses, and we already are at the 11th hour for tax planning, so it's incredibly important that Congress pass these extenders as quickly as possible. Now, the National Milk Producers Federation was also involved in this effort. NMPF President and CEO Jim Milhern said farming requires significant investments in machinery and equipment, and by allowing farmers to immediately write off these purchases on their taxes, Section 179 gives producers an incentive to invest in their businesses while it reduces their record-keeping burden. Now, specifically, the letter asked Congress to focus on Section 179, small business expensing and bonus depreciation. These provisions allow businesses to maximize investments in years where they have positive cash flow by taking a greater depreciation amount up front rather than follow the standard schedule. Set at $500,000 in 2013, the maximum amount a small business can currently deduct under Section 179 is only $25,000. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.